from Washington, this is VOA News. Six dead as magnitude 8.2 earthquake hits northern Chile. And suicide blast hits Afghan Interior Ministry days before the vote. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has visited the region of northern Chile, struck late Tuesday by an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that killed at least six people and set off a small tsunami. Ms. Bachelet visited the affected coastal towns Wednesday, areas she has declared a disaster zone to survey relief efforts. Soldiers there are being dispatched to those areas to prevent looting and keeping the peace. Tsunami warnings were issued for Chile's coastline after the quake, which was centered about 100 kilometers off Chile's northwestern coast. The tremor also caused widespread power outages and landslides that blocked highways. A suicide bomber tried to ram his way into Afghanistan's Interior Ministry on Wednesday, killing at least six police who are outside the compound. VOA correspondent Sharon Bain reports from Kabul that the latest attack is likely to add to the tension surrounding the April 5th presidential election.
The large explosion shook the Afghan capital. A suicide bomber dressed in a military uniform detonated his explosives at the entrance of Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. The Interior Ministry said the suicide attacker blew himself up after security personnel recognized him as he tried to enter the highly fortified compound. A number of people were waiting at the entrance when the bomb went off. The blast was the latest in a series of bloody militant strikes in the capital that have left police, election officials, journalists, and children dead across the city. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
A senior U.S. official says Washington is keeping up efforts to put Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations back on track, despite unhelpful steps taken by both sides in the past day. The senior U.S. State Department official told reporters in Brussels Wednesday that neither party has given any indication they want to end the negotiations. Egyptian security officials say three bombs have exploded outside Cairo University, killing a senior police general and a civilian, and wounding several others, including a number of top officers. Wednesday's blasts hit riot police stationed outside the university in anticipation of near-daily anti-government protests by students who support ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood group. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russia is accusing NATO of reverting to Cold War rhetoric and tactics by suspending cooperation with Russia over its seizure of Ukraine's Crimea region. Russia's foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement Wednesday that NATO's language on the issue resembled the verbal jousting of the Cold War era. NATO foreign ministers announced Tuesday during a summit on Ukraine taking place in Brussels that they would officially end all civilian and military cooperation with Russia. Malaysia's national police chief says all 227 passengers aboard the jetliner that disappeared last month have been cleared of wrongdoing, but authorities are continuing to investigate the two pilots and other crew members. Inspector General Khalid Abu Bakr said Wednesday investigators need more time to try to determine why Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished 25 days ago on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Australia Prime Minister Tony Abbott said his country is committed to finding out what happened to the plane.
It's one of the great mysteries of our time. It's a terrible tragedy. There are 239 devastated families. There are a lot of very concerned people right around the world, and Australia is leading the search and recovery effort, as is right, given that it all happened in our search and rescue zone. We owe it to the world, we owe it to those families to do whatever we reasonably can to get to the bottom of this.
Time is running out to detect the signal from the missing plane's flight data recorders, whose battery power usually lasts only 30 days. African and European leaders are focusing on the Central African Republic crisis at a summit in Brussels. During a news conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he would press world powers to provide more security and financial support to the CAR. For more news and information, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Bob Doty reporting.